WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, Krischer Law Firm, Bud Steyer, and Reeves Zane Drugstore. Time for the starting lineups tonight from our friends at Loveless Fine Photography, winners, trophies, and fans, heating and air. First for the 12 and 14 Smyrna Bulldogs. They are the 5 seed here in the tournament. Number 3, Taylor Vanderbilt, 5'11", junior guard, Vanderbilt. Number 15, Richard Mulligan, 6'3", junior guard, Mulligan. Number 23, Chevelle Glover, 6'3", junior forward, Glover. Gonda Ameri, he is a 6'7", senior post, Ameri. And number 5, Jalen Johnson, a 6-foot junior guard, Johnson. For the Oakland Patriots and Mike Wright, 14-13 on the year, the 4th seed in the tournament. Number 3, Dalton Smith, 5'8", senior guard, Smith. Number 0, Devin Epps, 5'10", senior guard, Epps. Number 52, Ricky Dunaway, 6'7", junior post, Dunaway. Number 12 tonight, Jarrell Reeves, 6'3", sophomore forward, Reeves. And number 1, Kyle Oliver, 6'5", junior forward, Oliver. It's the starting lineup for the Oakland Patriots. Reeves is typically number 5, but in honor of fallen classmate Jeremy McConville at Oakland, he is wearing the number 12 tonight, the number that Jeremy wore on the football field. Ball is tipped in the air. It's going to be controlled by the white-clad Oakland Patriots, trimmed in red and also navy blue. Predominantly white uniforms. Moving left to right as we see it. Smyrna in the purple and gold. Reeves tries to go baseline, kicks it back out, finds Dalton Smith at the left wing. Now they dump it in the corner. Dunaway turns, spins, tries to get free, lost the basketball, out of bounds. And it's Smyrna basketball as we begin at 6:05. That's your Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the tip. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, so you may have to get a little late Valentine's present for that special someone. They'll be open tomorrow on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Stop on in and see Jeff and the entire Mullins family. Vanderbilt has the ball in the corner. Deep left corner, makes the outlet pass back between the circles to Mulligan and now gets it back. He's going to walk it over between the rings to Mulligan, right side. Mulligan, the bounce pass to Glover, turn, spins, nothing there. Back out to Mulligan. Smyrna whips it around the corner. Vanderbilt, the bounce pass into Ameri. Ameri dumps it back out, finds Glover. Glover stopped at the right block, and they say he traveled. Ran into Ricky Dunaway. I think if I ran into Ricky Dunaway, all 6'7 of him, I probably would walk myself.
You know, an interesting matchup. Reeves is guarding Ameri, which is a little bit of a mismatch in terms of height, but Mike Wright knows something we don't know.
Inbounds, or the pass goes out of bounds, I should say. Oakland's basketball, last touched by the Bulldogs.
I think they probably put Reeves on him because of his quickness.
Epps to inbound, looking, still looking, and finds Oliver. Oliver back to Epps. The floater from the right elbow is good. Epps draws first blood for the Oakland Patriots. They lead 2-0.
I think you'll see both teams very deliberate tonight, try to work the ball inside both squads.
Vanderbilt gets it down low to Glover. He hesitates, waits, and then puts it in the hole.
What a feed there by Vanderbilt.
Nice delay there by Glover as well to wait on the defender. Dunaway for three. He's pretty good from there for a big man. Missed the shot. Rebound. Smyrna has it. Vanderbilt trying to explode baseline. Cut off there here on the near side. With the basketball now is Johnson. Johnson over to Mulligan, right wing, now pulls up, gets it to the foul line, missed the jumper. Glover with the rebound, puts it up with the left hand, missed it. And Oakland pulls away the board. Epps quickly down the floor. Epps to the right wing. Finds Dunaway, top of the key. They really want to get it inside to Reeves if possible. Smith to Oliver. No, they pass in the corner to Dunaway. Reeves now going to go to the foul line, glide in there, and they say he traveled as well.
Kind of momentarily lost control of the basketball. He picked it back up, moved his feet, turnover. That's the second for Oakland.
2-2 your score. Just underway here in the first. Brian Turner in his first year as the head coach at Smyrna High School. Spent many years over at Stewart's Creek Middle School and has had some high school coaching experience in Florida. Former Bulldog himself. Three ball, Vanderbilt. It is a little long. Rebound, Oliver has it. Pulls down the rebound down the far sideline. Looks inside, gets the bounce pass feed to Reeves. Foul line hook shot off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out by Dunaway. Corralled by Dalton Smith, and Oakland will reset as we're tied at two here in this 4-5 matchup between the Pats and the Bulldogs. The winner moves on to face Siegel. The loser, their season is done. Dalton Smith from the left wing spot to Jarrell Reeves. Passing it around outside. Now the lob to Oliver. Amari guarding. Oliver can't cut to the basket, so back outside to Epps. Oakland being very, very deliberate. Epps to Oliver, right wing. Over to Dalton Smith. Now Epps going to explode baseline. Tries the bounce pass. It is going to go out of bounds off of Smyrna.
Yeah, that was an alert play there by Devin Epps because it was going out of bounds. He almost picked it up, decided against it. Smooth move there by Devin Epps.
Senior Ryan Givens checks into the game. The first sub. Tied at two. Lob into Oliver. Top of the key. Now Dalton Smith for three. From the left side, it's good. First bank three. Dalton Smith gives Oakland a three-point edge.
Nice ball movement there, and Smith came off of a pick and got the open look.
This game, of course, between these two teams went right down to the wire at Smyrna in the last meeting about a week ago. Was a week ago. Mulligan to Amari from the right elbow. Amari gives it up, baseline to Glover. Now they kick it back out. Mulligan has it to Vanderbilt. 3:18 to go in the first quarter. This is the first game of six today and tomorrow for you. High school-wise, Raiders playing tomorrow as well versus Southern Mississippi. We'll have it all for you right here. Amari trying to go baseline, now throws it away. Stepping in front of the pass is Epps. In the lane, pull-up jumper, no good. A lot of contact there. Now Epps up the floor, tips it away from Mulligan. Great tip back from Oliver to Epps for the lay-in.
Well, you said that right. Great tip. He just flipped it back there to Epps, and Epps was wide open.
7-2, Oakland. Reeves coming back in here momentarily for the Oakland Patriots. Mulligan with the basketball now. The handoff to Johnson. Johnson going to explode, gets in the lane, lays it in the hole. Jalen Johnson, the junior guard, getting the Bulldogs on the scoreboard again. 7-2. Oakland with the lead. Dunaway from the right block. Turns, spins, works on Glover. Shot in and out. Rebound right off of Glover's chin strap and out of bounds. So it will be Oakland's basketball with Reeves coming in for Dunaway. Inbounding on the baseline, far side. Oakland gets it in. Givens works off the screen. Now bounces it into Oliver. Oliver backs it back out. Great give and go. Pass down to Givens, and he's going to be hacked and fouled. I don't see how he saw him cutting through.
That was a good pass, and Givens really didn't have a chance underneath the basket, but he went ahead and put it up, and that's a smart move because more than likely you're going to get fouled in that situation.
Prentice also heating and air free throws for Ryan Givens. The first one is no good. They're Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air. 890-1311.
Played almost a whole quarter, and that's the first foul.
Givens, number 10, eyes the rack. This one is good. 8-4. Oakland has doubled up Smyrna to this point. Minute 50 to go in the first. Hunter Farrell is in the game for the Bulldogs as well, the 6'2 senior forward. In the right corner, Vanderbilt, the three is in and out. Rebound Oakland. Here's Epps down the near sideline to Givens. Nothing inside to Epps. Cuts through, and they're going to say jump ball, and it will be Smyrna's basketball. The alternate possession arrow is in their favor. And that would be the third turnover for the Oakland Patriots.
Well, this new technology just not getting it, is it?
It's the silicone.
Can you see?
Yes.
There you go.
Right side Johnson to the foul line. Jumper is no good. Had a chance, but he's fouled. The foul on Smith.
Johnson's come in, Brian, and really kind of put a little spark to the offense and doing some good job of penetrating.
At the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line stands Jalen Johnson. The first toss is good. He will have another. 890-1311, the number at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. Speaking of Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, no coaches shows tomorrow morning as we gear up for a four-game set here from the district tournament. Second toss crawls over the rim as well. Johnson with four of Smyrna six. And the Bulldogs have cut the Oakland lead to two with 1:10 to go. Jarrell Reeves from the right wing for the Pats. To Oliver, now left side. Epps has it. Givens, top of the key, over to Oliver. Turns, spins, glides in the lane. One-handed hook with the left hand. No good. Pretty good move. Missed the shot. And Vanderbilt with the rebound. Turns, spins, glides toward the lane. They say he walked on the way. Four turnovers for the Bulldogs. Nice move there by Vanderbilt. I think Coach Turner would have liked to have seen a foul there.
Well, it could have possibly been goaltending as well.
43 seconds here left in the first quarter. 8-6 Oakland. Cutting through. It's the big man giving it up to Givens.
Nice give and go backdoor play. Good cut there by Givens at the top of the key and went down untouched.
You go 6-7 down to 5-11. It works the same. Bet wide open. 21 seconds. Johnson tries to drive right side for Smyrna. Nothing there. Back to Vanderbilt with 14 seconds. Calls the last play. Hunter Farrell, the bounce pass to Gonda Amiri with 8 with 7. Back outside. Chevelle Glover for 3. No good. Rebound. Farrell had it, and it goes out of bounds. Oakland's basketball with 1.7 left to go. Hunter Farrell is the one who actually had the game-winning basket against Oakland down at their place the other day. Oakland going to inbound and let the clock run out. And that is the end of the first quarter of play with Oakland leading Smyrna 10-6 as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament.
Live well and be well with Reeves Sane. Since 1980, our innovative pharmacy solutions, highly personalized healthcare services, custom medication treatments, and commitment to customer service have helped Middle Tennesseans feel right, stay healthy, and get better. We have other ways to help you feel your best, too. A gift shop with accessories for bath, body, and home. A soda shop featuring Murfreesboro's best milkshake. A full-service U.S. post office is here to serve you as well. Visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Have you visited our stores lately? Did you know that you can now upgrade once a year with new Framily plans? Come in and ask what Framily is. Find a way to get new discounts. You can make your own group. It can be a friend. It can be a family. It can be a coworker. Drive your monthly recurring costs down and get upgrades once a year. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland's basketball to start the second quarter of play to Jarrell Reeves' baseline in the far corner. Gives it up to Oliver, now back to Epps. Epps over to Givens. They whip it around the horn, now here to the right side. They feed it down low to Reeves, and Reeves travels with the basketball. Turnover Oakland. We've seen a lot of those calls here tonight, John, and there must be some kind of slight movement these guys are doing that they normally get away with.
That and a little indecision, I think, on the part of what you're going to do with the basketball once you get your mindset.
From three-point land, Mulligan misses the shot. And on the rebound, there's going to be a foul called on Johnson. Johnson picks up the first foul. And I have that as the first foul on Smyrna, but it's the second.
Amari, Brian.
Oh, it's Gonda.
Amari.
Okay. So Gonda Mary with the foul, his first, team's second. 10-6, Oakland with a four-point lead. Givens to the left side. Over to Dunaway. Now they feed it in the corner. Givens gave up the shot to Oliver. Foul line. Dumps it back, deep left corner. And it's a three-point attempt. No good by Epps. Rebound, Smyrna on the run. Johnson going to explode baseline. Has it swatted away. Amari there for the rebound and puts it back in the hole. That's where 6-7 will help you out. Gonda Amari. 10-8. Oakland holding on to a two-point lead. Oliver drives baseline. Puts up pretty tough shot. Missed the four-footer. Over Amari. Rebound, Smyrna. Chance to tie or take the lead here on this possession. Johnson, the bounce pass, gets it down low. Great pass from Amari over to Daryl Harrelson, who is hacked and fouled.
I think if Daryl had that to do over again, he would have just gone straight up with it. I think the odds of him making that basket would have been a little greater. Still going to go to the Prentice Ausubhegan Air free throw line, however.
They work hard to offer you the highest quality products and services at competitive prices, 890-1311. First one is good for Harrelson. If he hits this one, we will be tied, and we are. 10-10, your score.
Speaking of Prentice Ausubhegan, you can join us not this Saturday, but next Saturday for the Prentice Ausubhegan Heating and Air Coaches Corner at 9 a.m. this Saturday morning from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway. Not this Saturday, but we'll be back next Saturday.
Most certainly will over at Farmer's Family Restaurant. Looking forward to it. It'll be Region Coaches Week, girls and boys coaches from all of our schools here in region tournament play. Dunaway for three from the right wing. Swish. Ricky Dunaway gives Oakland their three-point lead back after Smyrna tied it at 10. Loose ball tipped away by Oliver. And Smyrna will inbound right in front of the Oakland bench. Hunter Farrell coming in. Farrell for Johnson. Gonda Amari to toss in. He does so to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is kicked by Jarrell Reeves. So they'll inbound here on the near sideline. Amari to toss it in. Into the backcourt. Finds Mulligan. Mulligan and Oliver working on each other here. Mulligan dumps it. Now going down low. Amari trying to go up with it. Amari's going to be hacked and fouled and going to have a couple of shots from the Prentice Ausubhegan Heating and Air free throw line. Dunaway with the foul. Have not been a lot of fouls in the game, but there have been a ton of turnovers.
Well, you get him in a one-on-one situation like that, Brian. It's really difficult to try to stop him.
Misses the first. Prentice also beating an air free throw. He will have another. 6-7. Senior post. The second one rattles, falls through for Amari. 13-10. Oakland make that 13-11. Oakland with a two-point lead. Dunaway for three from the deep left corner this time. Tipped up, tipped out of bounds, and it'll be purple and gold basketball. So a chance here with a two to tie or a three to take the lead for the Bulldogs, looking for their first lead of the game. Mulligan takes it to the right side. Got to give it up in the corner, finds Farrell. Hunter Farrell flips it back out front. Driving, Mulligan, shot no good. Rebound, Oakland has it. Long pass up to Oliver. Oliver pulls up the 10-footer off the lip of the rim. Rebound tipped out by Dunaway, controlled by Oakland. 4:39 to go. Oliver trying to go baseline, lost it out of bounds. That's five turnovers for Oakland. And these turnovers, there are people defending there, but they're not like being swatted away and under lots of tremendous pressure, most of these turnovers.
No, not a lot of duress, but I will say this for Smyrna. they're, for the most part, just giving them one shot at the basket. Good job on the boards.
Vanderbilt going to drive baseline, have the ball stolen away, lost it, tipped up. Now Vanderbilt gets it back in the right corner, puts up the three. It's no good, and goes out of bounds off of Smyrna. Neither one of these teams have really gotten into the flow of their offense. They both really look uncomfortable, and I guess that's due to the defense that's being played in this game.
Well, I think they match up well, too, Brian. I think you've got a lot of height in there in the front court, and it's just really difficult to get decent shots off with that kind of height down there for both teams.
Givens had the basketball, gives it up, now gets it back from Dalton Smith. They go inside to Dunaway, and Dunaway is going to travel. Put the ball down, six turnovers for Oakland.
A lot of walking tonight.
That's a prime example, and both teams have had that bug, by the way. It's not just one in particular. From the right side, Johnson. Johnson dribbles around. Johnson looking to pass down low, has the ball stolen away. Ricky Dunaway had it for a moment. It goes out of bounds. Big man on the floor. It rolls
out of bounds,
and it'll be Smyrna basketball.
I think Johnson may have walked there, Brian.
Johnson to the foul line, lost control of it. It's on the floor. They're going to tie it up or get a timeout. Smyrna is going to get a timeout, which will be a 30-second timeout, which we will keep here to tell you about our friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company.
Well, the Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And State Farm Press Sports tonight on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jenny Allman, 896-2013. Other sponsors tonight we want to give credit to Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. And as we listen to the background of the Beatles.
Did you enjoy the Beatles special?
I loved it. Watched it twice. It was on
Did
twice.
Really?
I watched it twice. I'm the biggest Beatles fan there is, probably.
Lob inside from a Mary, not a very good pass, stolen away. Oakland has it. Dalton Smith tries to go low, and stepping in front of it is Taylor Vanderbilt, who now finds himself about halfway up the bleachers here on the near side. He went to retrieve the basketball. It's going to be Oakland's ball here on side court right near the corner, sideline baseline corner. Long pass into the backcourt. 3 minutes, 25 seconds left in the half, 13-11. Oakland with the lead and the ball, looking at a 2-3 zone from Smyrna. Matching up here out front with the guards. Dalton Smith to Epps. They exchange a few words. Calling the play. Oakland content to whip it around outside. Trying to get it down low against this zone. Nothing there. Dalton Smith for three. It's a little long. Rebound. Farrell has it. Well, he climbed the ladder for that one. Farrell to Vanderbilt.
Somebody on either one of these teams is going to have to get hot outside because they're denying the inside.
They get it down low to Vanderbilt. Now gives it back to Mary, who goes up for the basket. And there is a foul.
Nicely done by Smyrna. Good ball movement. They hit Vanderbilt in the corner, and then just dropping down was Amari, and they just hit him with a nice pass. That's Vanderbilt's an extremely good passer. Gets the 2 point and another chance to make it a 3 point play.
Headed to the Prentice also heating an air free throw line. They combine proven products with high quality trained technicians to afford you the finest quality systems. 890-1311. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Glover has it. Off the glass, missed it. We're tied at 13, and a chance for Smyrna to take the lead, but they didn't. Epps with the ball now for the Pats. We've been tied several times, but Smyrna hasn't led. T.J. Stewart into the game for the Oakland Patriots. Passes into the corner. The three ball is up and swish.
Well, that's a good sign. They need somebody to pop a few from outside. Both teams do.
Junior T.J. Stewart gets the first bang three. Oakland back up by three. Amari at the foul line. Gonda glides in there, gives it up to Johnson. Off the glass, just missed it. Rebound, Oakland. Epps glides in the lane, fires it up. There's going to be a foul, and they should be giving him a few free throws here to attempt at the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line. The foul is on 24, which would be gone to Amari. That's two on Amari. And it's Epps going to the free throw line. He's got 4 points tonight. Could extend their three-point lead back to four, and does with that free throw. John, I think four is about as big of a lead as they've had. If he hits this one, they'll have their largest lead of the game. Still a two-possession game. Shot it and missed it. 17-13, a minute 50 to go in the half. Well, the 4-5 game yesterday between Smyrna and Siegel Girls was a dandy. Won by Smyrna 57-44. You just never know about the tournament. That's why coaches get really nervous. This is an elimination game. You lose here, your season is over. For somebody, this will be the last chance they will suit up for their school. Hunter Farrell between the circles. Gives it up to Harrelson at the foul line. Did he walk or did he get fouled? Coach Mike Wright says it was a walk, but it was indeed a foul called. Fifth team foul, so it'll be out of bounds for the Bulldogs with a minute 20 to go in the half.
I think the question was whether he walked first or the foul was first.
Chevelle Glover triggers it in to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt glides in with the left hand. Oh, my goodness. Going left side. I think he actually put that one up with the right hand. Taylor Vanderbilt. Nice move. Two-point Oakland lead with a minute 8 to go in the half. Cutting through the lane is Oliver. Pass wasn't intended for him, and he couldn't hold on to it. Turnover. Harrelson. Reverse lay-in. Oh, my goodness. It's in there. Darryl Harrelson. We're tied at 17. So that four-point Oakland lead has been erased on a 4-0 run by the Bulldogs. 48 seconds left in the half. Epps back out front. Epps and Dalton Smith play catch. They may hold for the last shot here. Putting some pressure on the guards. Stewart gives it up to Epps. Now a cross-court pass. I think Stewart is in there to try to hit something from the outside to break up this matchup zone that's being played. Epps from the right side with 16 seconds. With 14, with 13. Well, the play called by Mike Wright.
They're going to a man-to-man here now, Brian.
With 8-7, with 6 now, with 5. The lob, they try to get it inside to Oliver. Smyrna's going to have a shot after they turn it over from midcourt. Vanderbilt off the backboard, and we're tied at 17. What have we decided here? Absolutely, positively, nothing. 17 up. Hope you'll stay with us. The DirecTV by Intersource halftime shootout going to take place here at Siegel High School. And we're going to take a break. Come back and we'll have all the stats for you as we are at the half. In the first game of two tonight, boys quarterfinal action. WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament continues.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We have gifts for all different price ranges and for all occasions. We have Luminox, we have Citizen, we have Seiko, we have Tensi watches. They're all wooden watches with wooden dials, wooden cases, wooden bands. They're really unique, something that you can wear and get a lot of compliments on them. Inspired by you. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get you a better State Farm.
Are you driving around in state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. 220-2210.
Get to a better State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help get you to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 890-0850.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, the Stones River Mall, and State Farm Agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Monty King, 220-2210. Well, the first game tonight here on a Friday night is tied up 17-17, the Smyrna boys and the Oakland boys, as we are here at halftime. And our stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. It's been kind of a low-scoring contest, good defense played, several turnovers, and really just kind of average shooting at this point. But Smyrna has an edge in rebounding, which I think has been very big in this game so far. 13-8 over Oakland. Smyrna has shot 6 of 19 for 32%. They have no threes, but they are 5 of 7 from the free throw line for 71%. Oakland, 6 of 16 for 38%. They have 3 first bank threes. Oakland, only 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 50%. Only made it there 4 times. Turnovers, Smyrna with 5, Oakland with 7. Oakland had a 4-point lead, 10-6 at the end of the first quarter, and are tied here at halftime, 17-17. Scoring, as you would say, hasn't been a lot, but we have Vanderbilt for Smyrna with 2 points, Chevelle Glover with 2, Daryl Harrelson with 4, Gonda Mary has 5, and 4 points from Jalen Johnson coming off the Smyrna bench. For Oakland, Dalton Smith with a first bank 3, Devin Epps with 5, Ricky Dunaway with 3, Ryan Gibbons with 3, and T.J. Stewart with 3. And one thing that's very apparent, Jarrell Reeves is not in the offense right now for Oakland. He has got to take a little bit more responsibility, I guess, in that, or they need to take more responsibility, I think, in getting them the ball. How many did he have the other night? I think it was 22 points. I believe it was.
what was this now?
Jarrell Reeves, 22 points, I think, the other night, 21.
Yes, and he has not really gotten into the flow of the offense here tonight. I think that's what you were talking about. But really, nobody has,
no,
I don't think.
You're right, and you mentioned it during the game that they really haven't kind of gotten their rhythm yet. It's almost like a boxing match where they're both, you know, sparring, but no action's really been going on. So we'll see if the second half comes out and both teams look a little better offensively. All right, those are the stats, and brought to you by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophies and Loveless Fine Photography. Want to remind you that Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student-athletes in Rutherford County, they're located on Memorial across from O'Charley's. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from O'Charley's. When we come back, we're going to have the second half of action, but we're also, between games, we'll have the IDST's between game show, and Brian will give you the brackets, let you know what's going on with that, and we've got some more games. We've got four of them, actually, tomorrow, and one more tonight. We're at halftime. We're tied 17-17, and you're listening to District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament Action on WGNS.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Andy DeGraw says a DirecTV by Intersource difference is their local technicians.
Our technicians care about their customers just as much as everybody else in the company does. And those technicians don't hesitate to give out their personal phone number to let somebody that is, say, down the street from them call them and let them take care of what they need.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider Athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off fraud between Chewy's and Chili's, and at the football stadium.
Toots, good food and fun.
Come on down to Toots, good food and fun. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Everybody in the community knows that Toots, for years and years, have been strong supporters of MTSU athletics and their academic programs. But what you might not know is those friendly faces waiting on you and taking your order, most of those are MTSU students working their way through college just like they have for the last 30 years. Come on down to Toots and see your MTSU staff at Toots Good Food and Fun.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. And here with the starting lineups and the second half of action, here's Brian Berry.
All right, John, thank you so much. Smyrna basketball to start with. Glover has it at the foul line. Glover to Vanderbilt. We're tied at 17. Mulligan, Johnson, and Gonda Mary, the lineup for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Give you the Oakland lineup in a second. Johnson drives, gets in there, four-footer. It's up, no good. Rebound, Oakland. It's Smith, Epps, Dunaway, Reeves, and Oliver, the lineup for the Oakland Patriots. Those lineups from Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. Jarrell Reeves has it on the right side in the corner. Now back to Dalton Smith. Over to Ricky Dunaway. Back to Smith between the circles. Oakland moving right to left as we see it here from our broadcast center. At Siegel. Ball stolen away. Vanderbilt's going to have an open layup on the other end. Got it to fall, and there is a foul. Vanderbilt was absolutely clobbered by Jarrell Reeves. Reeves almost timed that perfectly, however.
Well, it's an old saying in basketball. If they're going up for a layup, for an easy one, if you're going to foul them, make sure they don't score.
Well,
it didn't work that time.
None of that worked out. Free throw, or the plus one, is missed from the Toots free throw line, but Smyrna gets the basketball. Going up is a Mary to lay it in the hole. with the two-point basket a minute ago. Smyrna took their first lead. Now they have a 21-17 lead. They have scored 4 points here in the opening minute and change. Oliver, top of the key. Left side, Dalton Smith to Dunaway. They're just whipping it around in kind of a triangle formation. Get it down low to Oliver. He knocks his way in there, missed the shot. Dunaway with the rebound, out the pass to Smith. Now Epps for three, no good. Rebound deep, Epps has it. Epps goes baseline, and he's going to be fouled, a reach in by Johnson. One of those needless fouls there. Gonda Amari, actually, with the foul, and they call him with his third. Amari's going to have to come out. Harrelson going to come in. And Coach Turner actually doing a lot of teaching right now, saying if this would have happened, there wouldn't have been a foul. Sometimes you can hear coaches very clearly, and this gym's pretty quiet right now, I think. Even the fans are nervous. 21-17, Smyrna with the lead. We've played almost 2 minutes here in the third. Dalton Smith to Jarrell Reeves near the top of the key. Hands it off to Epps between the circles now to Reeves, left wing. They are really wanting to get it inside, aren't they, John?
Yeah, they're very patient right now.
Epps backs it way out there, now drives, pulls up. The six-foot jumper is good. Devin Epps.
I think that's his best move right there, that little short jumper.
21-19, Smyrna ball. They have the lead, 5.5 to go in the third. Vanderbilt has the ball tipped away. Oakland on the run. Dalton Smith going to stop. Bounce pass, great one into Oliver from the left block. It's up and good.
That was a beauty because he had to thread it through two Smyrna players and did a great job of doing that, Dalton Smith.
Next game up for us here on the radio is the number 3 seed Blackman Blaze versus number 7 Stewart's Creek. Boys quarterfinals tonight. The winners move on. The losers, their season draws to an end here in the postseason. Right side, Johnson gets a nice feed down low to Glover. Glover goes up, has it knocked away by Ricky Dunaway. Smyrna basketball.
Glover can't believe he wasn't fouled, but no whistle.
21 all. Oakland quickly has come back to tie it here. Harrelson tries to save it.
That was your chance, Brian. That was your chance.
My life flashed before my eyes.
Didn't dive for it, did nothing. Lack of hustle.
Well, I stood here stoically.
Go to the bench.
Well, that's where I spent all my time. Epps.
Wow, you're really bitter.
Between the rings.
Who was your coach? Never mind.
He's probably ancient by now. In the lane, Dunaway. The shot's not going to count, unfortunately, if you're an Oakland fan, because the basket went. He was fouled before the shot. And Harrelson with the foul. Epps looks to trigger it in here on the near baseline. Does so to Reeves. Turn, spin, nice move, a little too hard. Ball goes out of bounds off of Epps. They're just really, Oakland's not getting those inside shots to fall for him.
Reeves seems to be rushing a little bit when he gets it. He had made a nice move to the basket, just couldn't get it to fall. But he's got to keep shooting, Brian. That's important. You got to keep going.
Vanderbilt drives to the rack, kisses it in nicely. Off the backboard, falls through for a two-point Smyrna lead, 23-21. About midway through the third. Dunaway from the left wing. Looking inside, finds Reeves cutting through, going baseline. Has it blocked by Harrelson. Rebound, here comes Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, top of the key, to the foul line. Glides in there, basket's good! And there is a foul.
Boy, they're on a 8-0 run here.
Foul is on Reeves, and that is the third foul on Jarrell Reeves. Into the game for Oakland, Tariq Hughes, Jr., seeing his first action tonight. The Toots plus one, no good. Rebound, Vanderbilt got it, fought it away from Hughes, and then is fouled. And it was actually Hughes who committed the foul after the ball was stolen away. Glover to inbound. Finds Harrelson, or Farrell, rather. Now to Vanderbilt. He's really had a heck of a third quarter so far. Taylor, the bounce pass to Hunter Farrell. Farrell tries to back in at the foul line. Dumps it out to Mulligan. Pass going inside is tipped away. Not a strong pass there. Seven turnovers for the Bulldogs. Oliver gets it down low. Going up strong is the big man, Ricky Dunaway. 25-23, Smyrna. This game living up to what it was billed to be. Smyrna with the lead. Oakland led the entire first half. There were a few ties, and Smyrna's led most of this third quarter. Vanderbilt for three, fadeaway style. It lips out. Here's Oliver down the far sideline for the Oakland Patriots. They could tie with a two. Take a three, and they'll have the lead again. Dalton Smith way out front near midcourt. Passes off to the left side, now to Dunaway, right side. Oliver back out to Smith for three. No good. Rebound. Crashing the boards is Dunaway, and Farrell. Farrell had it. Tipped out of bounds by Oliver and Smyrna basketball. Lots of action. Not a lot of points here on that possession. Johnson coming back into the game for the Bulldogs.
Well, Oakland's doing what they want to do offensively. They can't get a shot. They can't hit one.
Cameron Hughes into the game for Oakland, and he fouls Vanderbilt. Looks like Mike Wright is trying to throw everybody that he can at Taylor Vanderbilt right now. And Cameron Hughes is the latest to guard Vanderbilt. Now they bring the trap out, pass over to Harrelson, and threw it away. Harrelson was not expecting that, but he was all alone, isolated over there, just wasn't ready for the pass. Halftime score, Middle Tennessee Christian School boys lead Community at Community in the 9A consolation game, 43-42. Here's your halftime score. Givens has the ball. They give it up inside. Ricky Dunaway turns, spins, gets it to fall. Shooter's touch there for the big man, Ricky Dunaway.
Dunaway been very active the last few trips down the floor.
25 up. And now Smyrna's Farrell travels with the ball. Nine turnovers. Got trapped down there amongst a double team. Couldn't get free.
Well, that'll drive a coach crazy. Two back-to-back turnovers. You had a four-point lead, and now we're tied and just giving the ball away without getting any kind of shot off.
2 minutes to go in the third.
Smyrna in a zone. They've been there most of the night.
Cameron Hughes over to Givens. Back to Cameron Hughes, left wing. The feed inside, trying to get it to Dunaway. Tipped back out by Johnson. Making it really hard to get that interior pass are the Bulldogs. Bounce pass over to the right side, and Tariq Hughes lost the basketball. Vanderbilt going to just hurl it up there. He goes down really hard on his knee, and it does not. He's doubled up in pain on the floor.
Well, you could hear it. I'm sure you could hear on the radio that how hard an impact that was.
The foul is on Cameron Hughes, and we're going to take a Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance injury timeout. 25-25, a minute 37 to go as you listen to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament.
Hello, my name is Henry Golzinski, and I'm the owner of Franklin's Printing. We know in this economy that our customers really need to get the most out of every dollar they are spending on printing. That's why we have installed some of the most efficient printing equipment we can obtain to help lower cost and increase efficiency. Two of our most recent acquisitions are new high-speed folder, high-speed black and white printers for short runs. My goal is to be the most competitive and give the best service of any printer in this region. If you don't think I'm serious, call me now. I'm Henry Golzinski at Franklin's Printing.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just want to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. You know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent David Wilson. He's located at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent David Wilson, 893-9898, and an injured Taylor Vanderbilt going to the bench as we speak, and we hope that he is going to be okay. They're working on him and going to the free throw line. Smyrna, Brian?
Well, it's Mulligan going to the Toots free throw line. Don't really know a lot about the injury to Vanderbilt as Mulligan hits the first free throw, his first basket of the game, by the way. But Vanderbilt went down hard, and he's favoring his left knee, which already had kind of a bit of a brace on it there. Second free throw is good.
Well, there was no funny movement, I don't think, of the leg, but he hit, came down hard on that court with the knee.
27-25, Smyrna with the ball. We'll keep our eye on Vanderbilt, who's over on the bench. T.J. Stewart into the game, tries to get it down low to Ricky Dunaway, lost the ball. Not a great pass, 11 turnovers by Oakland. Smyrna with the two-point lead and the ball. They give it up to Glover, top of the key. Glover turns, spins to the foul line. They say travel. And that is Smyrna's 10th turnover.
It seems like every time one team gets an opportunity to take a bigger lead, they have a turnover, and that's happened to both teams.
Vanderbilt walking off under his own. Going to the locker room now, it looks like. Stewart for three from the right wing for Oakland. It's no good. Rebound. Chevelle Glover has it. Glover to Johnson. 50 seconds left in the quarter. Johnson stops. Trapped. And we've got a timeout. Smyrna. And it's a 30-second break. A word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught over at Bob Parks Auction, John, would you?
Yeah, when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with a professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug. 896-4600, that's the number. And online at BobParksAuction.com. With Bob and Stan, Brian, you can consider it what?
Sold.
There you go. I love the way you do that.
American. USA.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS presented tonight by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, who was here last night, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. And if you're injured during the game, and hopefully Taylor Vanderbilt's okay, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, though, is your sports medicine provider, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. And I would say he's probably being looked over by a TOA representative right now as we speak.
That's where he is in the locker room. So Smyrna going to have to possibly get it done here tonight without their starting point guard, Taylor Vanderbilt. Hunter Farrell with the ball now, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. The feed trying to go inside. Johnson to Harrelson, stolen away. Oakland's ball. Jarrell Reeves turns, spins at the right block. He lost it. There's that indecision you were talking about, John.
Yeah, tonight he's hesitating.
Mulligan going to drive. Mulligan fires it up there. It goes.
Offensive foul.
And there's an offensive foul. So that doesn't count. Oakland's going to have 10 seconds to bring it down the floor to get off a shot that could give them the lead going into the fourth. 9 seconds with eight. It's Epps to Dalton Smith with six, with five. Epps for three. It's no good. Rebound. Harrelson, and he travels. Tried to take another step to throw it up there. So Oakland's going to have another chance.
Well,
they're on the near side court to inbound.
Brian, they've got an opportunity. They're going to have to put it up as soon as they get it, but it is an opportunity.
Epps over to Dalton Smith. That's going to do it. And a great job by Hunter Farrell just to break up the pass enough. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. The fourth quarter coming up. Smyrna leads Oakland 27-25 as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament.
Discover the benefits of prescription compounding. Some patients need dosages or formulations that are custom-tailored to their own physiological makeups. Others may require medications without dyes, preservatives, or other substances found in commercially produced drugs. Our pharmacists can adjust the strength or simply make it taste better. Dosage forms include capsules and creams, even lip balms and lollipops. With prescription compounding, visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business. We do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland's basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. They feed inside to Dunaway, tries that one-handed hook, missed the shot, got the rebound and put back, but they're going to call an over-the-back foul on Ricky Dunaway. That's unfortunate for the Oakland Patriots, and a break for Smyrna because he laid it back up in the hole. Full court pressure here by Oakland. They do just get it down. DJ Williams is in for the Bulldogs. Tagonda Amari. Amari looked like he took about four steps there extra, but he's fouled, and that's probably the reason why.
Well, his legs are so long, Brian. When he can take one step and make 15.
It looks like he's running on air, huh? Toots free throws here for Gonda Mary. Toots, good food and fun. Wings, burgers, salads, and more. Don't forget, $10.99 full rib platter all weekend long at Toots, good food and fun. Missed the front end of the 1-1. Did Gonda Mary. Lead is still two. Very low scoring game. Dalton Smith over to Epps. Now in the corner, Gibbons. Gibbons feeds. Trying to get it to Oliver, tipped out of bounds by Amari. Aren't you surprised at how low scoring this is, really?
Well, I think one of the things is both teams really trying to work the inside, and they haven't been able to score much from the outside. And for Smyrna with Vanderbilt out of the lineup, it really makes it more difficult for them.
They get the lob down to Oliver. All he could do was try to tip it out. Givens makes the save. Now Dalton Smith for three. No good. Rebound. Oliver has it. Oliver turns, spins from the left block, goes up, misses the shot, but there is a foul. I want to say congratulations to Crystal Dangerfield and Alexa Middleton from Blackman and Riverdale, respectfully. Girls Miss Basketball finalist, and from MTCS, Mr. Basketball finalist for the second year in a row, Derek Spears. Shot off the front of the rim, did not fall.
Well, I'll tell you, free throws are going to be important for both of these teams as close as it is. Neither one of them just shooting lights out of the free throw line. Brian, you could talk about all you want to about how good the defense is tonight, but both teams looking for that outside shooter, and they just haven't found it tonight to break open that inside. And if, as long as you don't have anybody that can hurt you outside, you're not going to be able to get the ball inside as much. They're just going to keep backing up. Smyrna. Oakland a man-to-man now.
Oakland missed that second free throw. Amari drives in the lane and missed the shot. Oakland basketball. Epps drives. Epps going to be fouled on the way by Johnson, I believe. It is Johnson. Jalen Johnson with his second foul.
Vanderbilt back on the bench, not with any ice pack or anything. Looks like he may be able to get back in this game. We'll see.
Epps with the first free throw from the Toots free throw line. No good. Toots Good Food and Fun, Broad and South Church here in Murfreesboro and on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. Second toss, no good. Boy, Oakland really not taking advantage. They've missed four free throws there at least in a row. 27-25. Smyrna with the lead. 6.5 to go in the game. Johnson way out front. Johnson drives left side. Going to get in there in the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound. Givens had it. Tipped out of bounds. Oh, they say Givens lost it out of bounds. He and Amari kind of got tangled up. Gonda Amari to lob it in, and does so to Johnson. This game is getting a little physical right now. Right side. Johnson has it tipped away by Epps. Over to Givens. Givens gives it up to Oliver. Layup is no good. Rushed that shot, too. Mulligan. Mulligan traveled with the basketball. This, what you're watching and listening to, and what we're watching, is interesting. I don't know. It's just like they're very nervous.
The whole game. It hasn't changed.
Yeah.
They're not taking really good shots. They're just trying to penetrate through a zone or trying to a tough man-to-man, and it's just not there. Again, I mentioned the fact nobody's really popped a few from outside, and that would really, I think, break up that middle.
The mistakes that we're seeing are very uncharacteristic for these teams. I guess that's a better way to put it. Givens at the foul line. Givens down low to Oliver. Oliver goes up, misses that, but he's fouled. But see,
that's a shot he doesn't usually miss.
Any other time, he does not miss that shot. Now the officials are huddled up here. I don't know what's happening now.
You can play to be aggressive and go up. You can also play to be fouled. I mean, and I guess to explain it, that's kind of the way they're playing right now. They're waiting for the foul to happen rather than just concentrate on business. This is both teams now. This is not picking on anybody. It's just the way this game has gone.
Now all three officials are having a conference call. And one is going to go talk
to
the scorer's
table. This might be goaltending too.
Well, Brian Turner and Mike Wright are together with the official now.
Well, Mike left early.
Mike so didn't like what he heard. Apparently,
no.
They're not going to call the foul. It doesn't look like.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. I know, but how do you? Okay.
We'll have to just wait and see what happens here.
I'm just saying, was he not going up for the shot? And that's not.
I think that's what it is. They're saying he wasn't going up to shoot. It's going to be Oakland to inbound, and that's what happens. Oliver, double team, now coming back through Dunaway. Dunaway for three. Boy, Oakland needs a basket. Don't get it this time. 5.5 to go in the game. Smyrna by two. Williams, right side. Williams goes baseline, gives it up to Harrelson off the right block, missed it, tip up, won't go from Amari. Rebound, Epps has it. He's on the floor and slips. He travels.
That's something Epps doesn't do often. And I'll tell you, you got to give Smyrna credit. They've crashed the boards tonight. They've out-rebounded. They only have one rebound advantage, but they have done better on the offensive glass than Oakland has.
It is just uncanny the things that keep happening to both teams.
Well, it's kind of like two teams that, it's sudden death. And
yes.
They played that way the whole game.
I have really no idea who's going to win this game. Vanderbilt is back in, gives it down low to Harrelson, and Harrelson lays it in the hole. So Taylor Vanderbilt back in the game and immediately contributes with a great pass. 4-point lead. Now this is going to be saved or no? Goes out of bounds right here in front of us. And it will be Smyrna basketball.
Well, in my opinion, Dalton Smith did the right thing. There was nothing he could do because that was going to be over and back if he didn't go out and get it. And he didn't, but he did keep him from getting an easy basket.
Mulligan tries the lob down low and gets it to Harrelson, but Harrelson's going to be fouled by Oliver, and it's 1-1.
Momentum has turned to Smyrna right now. They're playing with much more aggressiveness offensively. And, Brian, I'm going to look up this halftime scoring for in the fourth quarter. Oakland has not scored.
Harrelson hits the first Toots free throw. They have daily specials to save you money at Toots.com. Oliver's third foul. 5-point lead now is 6 as he hits both free throws. Largest lead of the game is 6, and Smyrna has it right now with 4:50 to go. Still plenty of time for Oakland fans. Oliver to T.J. Stewart in the game here near side. Back to Smith. They feed down low. No-look pass from Oliver down to Jarrell Reeves. Misses the shot. Eved lobbed back inbounds, and Epps has it. Epps over to Smith. Dalton Smith to Epps. Now left wing. Stewart looking inside. Nothing there. Around the horn. Smith has it now. Over to Oliver, top of the key. Now to Stewart in the corner. Epps going to drive baseline, floats in there. Bodies fly, cartwheels. People are diving, hitting the deck, and there are still some people on the floor. The offensive foul is called on Epps. Epps went down really hard, maybe jammed a finger up there, it looks like. Looked like a train wreck. Gonda Mary to inbound. 4 minutes, 13 seconds left in the game. Smyrna by 6. Oakland pressing full court here. Vanderbilt looks just fine, thank you. In a double team, though, has it stripped away, but a Mary there to save it. To Mulligan. Mulligan for 3. Big one. Count that for Richard Mulligan. 34-25. Oakland needs a basket now on the first way. 3:50 to go in the game. 34-25, Smyrna. Stewart, now to Dalton Smith. Way out here, left wing. Gets it to Jarrell Reeves, back to Stewart. In the corner, Dalton Smith. The bounce pass underneath. They're going to be calling a foul here on Smyrna, 24. And that would be Gonda Mary. That's 4 on Gonda. Gonda goes out here for just a moment. Chevelle Glover back in.
He may have been in there just long enough, though, to make the difference here.
Next time, it'll be 1-1. Lob into Reeves. Missed the shot. The lob was high. The shot not good. Now Smyrna with the ball. Johnson in the lane. Did he walk? Yes. That's what they call the basket went. Smyrna fans are very unhappy. They've called it all night, though.
They have.
And if they call those others, they're going to call that one.
You're right. You're exactly right.
T.J. Stewart inbounds and gives it up to Epps.
Almost got to have a basket here if you're open.
Stewart to Epps, now to Dunaway. Oliver down in the corner. Top of the key. Epps is open for 3. It's no good. Rebound, run down by Johnson for the Bulldogs. Vanderbilt behind the back dribble. Long feed up the floor to Glover out of bounds. And Coach Brian Turner saying, Taylor, let's just calm down a little bit.
13 turnovers for Smyrna. Again, it's 2:56 to go in the game. Oakland has not scored in this quarter.
34-25. Stewart into the left corner. Left wing, now Epps. Back to Stewart. Bounce pass into Dunaway. Thrown away. Harrelson with the basketball. Another Oakland turnover.
Yeah, Smyrna could really run some clock off here. Spread it out. Spread the defense out a little.
That's what they called a spread, but the ball is tipped away, and now Vanderbilt's going to foul. Dunaway tipped it away. Boy, neither one of these teams can stand prosperity, can they?
Yeah, In that situation, you don't need to penetrate. You can just pass the ball back and forth, and I think that's what Brian Turner's telling him right now. Run some clock. You've got a 9-point lead. But now it kind of turns the tide. Oakland gets over here to be able to shoot 2 shots. The clock doesn't run.
It was 27-25 at the end of the third. Smyrna by two. It's now 34-25. Smyrna leads. Can Oakland get on the board? No. Misses the front end of the one-and-one, does Dunaway. Rebound Smyrna. Oakland still scoreless here in the final quarter. Vanderbilt, long pass up. We've got a timeout, Smyrna. Probably a really good timeout there by Brian Turner. With 2:13 to go in the game, Smyrna leads 34-25 on WGNS District 7 AAA tournament coverage.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
This is Dave Kivanimi at Music World and Drummer's Den. We offer DJ service and also have our own store live band playing R&B, classic rock, some great dance tunes. So for any of your music needs, DJ, a live band, give us a call. We're here for you. This is Dave Kivanimi at Music World and Drummer's Den. DJ, a live band, Music World and Drummer's Den. South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
Oakland leads by nine, and there's a foul in the backcourt to put Smyrna at the Toots free throw line, which I think was the plan here for the Bulldogs, or for the Patriots anyway.
Right now, this is all Smyrna has to do to claim victory. They go to the free throw line, hit their free throws, and this game will probably be history. If not, Oakland can creep back, but let's face it, Oakland hasn't found an offensive solver yet.
First Toots free throw, no good. Bounces off the back of the rim and falls away for Taylor Vanderbilt. Toots, good food and fun with three local locations here in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. The lead is nine for the Bulldogs. If they could hit this free throw, it would be 10. Shot it, got it. Vanderbilt with 9 points. 35-25. Oakland backed into a corner now. Still haven't scored in this quarter. Oliver looking to go baseline. To Gibbons. Gibbons to Epps. Epps back out to Stewart for a long three. It's in and out. Rebound, and Mary has it. Pulls down the rebound. Gives the outlet pass out to Mulligan. Over to Vanderbilt, still in the backcourt. Vanderbilt, the toss up to Johnson. Johnson dribbles around over to Mulligan now. Mulligan down to Gonda Emery. Emery turns, spins, got to get rid of it, and does. Passes back out front. 1:27 to go. Bounce pass Mulligan. Mulligan back out to Vanderbilt. Long pass over. Chevelle Glover. Glover looking around in the corner. Oakland's got a foul at some point. I think they've... Johnson lost the basketball, but then it was thrown away, and Mary lost it out of bounds. It'll be Oakland ball. John, a lot of time went off the clock. Only 1:08 left. You trail by 10. If Oakland has any shot, they've got to get a basket here. And it may be too late anyway. Epps drives, misses it, but he's fouled.
They're 0-for-10 here in this 0-for-10 in this quarter. If I wasn't here looking at it, I wouldn't believe it.
Exactly.
I mean, they're too good a player. I mean, they're too good athletes not to score some points.
Epps trying to put them in the scorebook here in the fourth quarter, and finally does. So with 1 minute left in the fourth, Oakland finally scores. And it's Epps with a Toots free throw. He's got his second attempt right now, and this one is good. 35-27. 1 minute to go right now. Can Smyrna punch their ticket to the region tournament? Long pass up. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Mulligan, I think, thought Oakland touched it. That wasn't the case. It's going to be Oakland basketball. They could make it really interesting here with a bucket.
Well, they got to score quickly.
Givens lets it roll. Epps up to Givens. Givens pulls up for the long two off the side of the rim. Rebound. Smyrna has it. Amari to Johnson, now to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt drives right side, and before the basket, T.J. Stewart fouled him. Just kind of hugged him, knowing that he needed to foul him, and Stewart picks up his second foul. And John, same recipe for victory here is intact. Hit your free throws, you're going to win the game. First one is good by Taylor Vanderbilt.
Well, that's a pretty good one to put at the free throw line.
He is the game's only double-digit scorer with 10, but misses the second. 36-27 with 37 seconds to go. Oliver goes baseline. Pull-up is no good. Rebound Dunaway tries to fire it up there. He's fouled. And with 37.1, he'll go to the free throw line. Second game coming up after our Ideas Tease Between game show will be the number 3 seed Blackman Blaze taking on number 7 Stewart's Creek. Shot it. Got it. Dunaway from the Toots free throw line. Visit Toots.com for all their daily specials. I can tell you all weekend long it's the $10.99 full rib platter. Can't go wrong at Toots. Second free throw is good for the big man. Dunaway with 9. 36-29. 31.7 seconds to go. Smyrna ball. Farrell running the baseline. Gets it in to Mulligan. And now Mulligan's going to be fouled by Oakland's Cameron Hughes.
Mulligan, a pretty good free throw shooter also, but couldn't let much more time run off. I think they got, 2 seconds off the clock that time.
29.9 exactly left here in this game. The winner will move on and face the Siegel Stars, the top seed, in tomorrow night's second game, or tomorrow afternoon's second game. Mulligan misses the free throw. He'll have another. We've got a timeout on the floor, I think, after the free throw by Richard Mulligan. Mulligan toes the Toots free throw line. Shot it and got it. And apparently not going to have the timeout here. With 29 seconds down the floor, Epps out to Givens for three. Need it, don't get it. Rebound, Epps has it with 21 seconds. Turn, spins in the lane, lost the basketball. Then Harrelson lost it. There's a major pileup on I-24, and it's a jump ball. Oakland's basketball is the alternate possession arrow. Favors Smyrna, rather. So it's an Oakland turnover. Hunter Farrell to inbound with 14.7 seconds.
Mike Wright took off the timeout. They were going for that jump ball.
Farrell to inbound. Hit it into Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's fouled by Epps. Playing out the string here. Looks like it's going to be a Smyrna victory. And this tournament, John, in the boys' tournament, this is only the second game. And there would be, if Smyrna holds on to win this, which it looks very well like it's going to happen, the first free throw is good. Both games will have upset winners.
Yeah, that's unusual. I mean, I usually have one, but you don't usually have two.
Smyrna, the 5 seed, although they split in the regular season, not a whole lot of difference in a 4-5 game. It's some of the most fun games actually to see as a 4-5 game. Second free throw is good as well for Taylor Vanderbilt. Lead back at 10 for Oakland, or for Smyrna, rather. Epps to Givens. Givens 3. It's in there. First bank 3, and the timeout is called. We'll be right back as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament, 39-32 Smyrna.
get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Celeste Middleton, and I'm that State Farm agent. Call me today at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto and home insurance. Give me a call at 893-1417.
I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna ball. Hunter Farrell gets it in to Mulligan, who holds it with 4 seconds. They finally call the foul. Smyrna Bulldogs going to win their opening game here of the District 7 AAA tournament. Going to the Toots free throw line, Richard Mulligan. .2 to go. Second game coming up is the 3-seed Blackman Blaze taking on number 7, Stewart's Creek, who won the first game of the tournament, boys tournament. Free throw good by Mulligan. 7 points for him. 5 here in this fourth quarter. Second toss, no good. With 2, with 1. Givens going to fire up the 3. It would have counted if it went, but it does not. And that's it. Ball game is over. 40-32. We're going to keep it here for just a moment and going to jump into our Ideas Tease between game show. Again, our final. And they've already wiped it off the board. What did I say it was, John?
Well, it was
40-32.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why they have to take it off the clock so quickly. 40-32. And let's jump in here to our Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show. Time to talk about our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. And for the Smyrna Bulldogs, 12 points for Taylor Vanderbilt to lead the way for Smyrna in their victory tonight. And we'll let him be our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game. Loveless Fine Photography, creating timeless portraits for over 30 years. The official senior photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com. For photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime, call Loveless Fine Photography at 890-1558. Online at lovelessphotography.com. On Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Your Midas and Murfreesboro shift to the game. It's a 2-point game at the end of the third. Smyrna had the lead, but Oakland was held scoreless until a minute left in the fourth, and that was your Midas and Murfreesboro shift to the game. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs. On Broad, near Northfield, trust the Midas touch. Let's talk about your Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success. John, what do you think led to this Smyrna victory tonight over Oakland?
Well, I know there was only a 3-rebound advantage in this game, but really I thought Smyrna did a great job of holding Oakland to only one shot down the floor. Very rarely did you see them come back and get a comeback shot off the weak side or anything like that. Just pretty much did the job, held them to one shot. And also I thought they did a really good job of containing Oliver and Dunaway and Reeves tonight. In fact, you'll be able to see that by the scoring tonight. But I think they had a game plan, and I think it worked.
Well, that's your Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success. They're on South Church, providing you with the best possible medical care. Family-owned and operated by Dr. Chad and Rebecca Mills. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com. Your Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update showing the Smyrna Bulldogs a winner over the Oakland Patriots by a final of 40-32. Smyrna, the 5-seed, will take on number 1 Smyrna tomorrow at 3:30. And the Bulldogs have punched a ticket into the region tournament. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more of the Ideas Tease between game show. And we return here to Siegel High School. It's Blackman and Stewart's Creek boys coming up in the second game of our doubleheader. Right, stay tuned.